On Sunday morning, I had a chance to sit with Colin Chambers, one of the co-owners of the Falls Village Inn, and talk about the incredible turnout this past Sunday for the Falls Village Car Show and the incredible weather as well.
We're a little bit nervous that it'd end up like last Sunday, as a matter of fact, where it was kind of oppressive there, the heat. But it's just a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, and it's a great day to be in Falls Village.
I mean, I'm always amazed at the amount of cars that I see and how early. I get here early, and this place is full.
Well, I was here at around 10 after 6, and I wasn't the first one here. So we think we're going to have to start this show a couple of days early and start bringing in cars on Friday afternoon. These people are so enthusiastic. They love this show. The start time says 10 a.m., but I was the 10th person here at about 6:15 this morning.
All right. And, of course, we know that you're involved in getting this going. Toy Makers Cafe, Jacob's Garage, anybody else?
Great. Everybody in town here, all the business owners and some residents alike, pitch in to help this thing get going. And all the proceeds benefit the Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department. So it's a great cause. We have so many cars here. I mean, it's hard to count. Just a terrific turnout.
I have a 30-year-old Volvo that looks like it's brand new. I should have bought it here.
You should have brought it here. So next year we'll save you a spot and you got to get right out in front. We'll put a big logo on the side for you too.
So Falls Village Inn, things are going great here. I mean, the Falls Village itself really looks great, but the inn really is doing gangbusters.
It's doing gangbusters. Thank you to, you know, everybody who supports us. You know, it's not easy operating a business here in the northwest corner, as we can see from businesses that come and go, and you need the support of the community even on your worst days. So a business, you know, we've been here 8 or 9 years now, started from scratch, and a business has its ups and downs, and you know, fortunately we've got a great community here that supports us throughout the year. So we couldn't be happier. We're here for the long term. There are great things happening here in Falls Village, a lot of change now coming through, and we're ready to be here another 10 years.
And I should say that there's lots of booths here, and there's groups like the Falls Village Daycare Center that are selling bottled water to raise money for their organization. The DM Hunt Library has a big tag sale going on at the center of Maine. So this really is, it's a car show, but it's also a great community event that really showcases and helps the other nonprofits and businesses in town.
You're absolutely right. We invite everybody to come down and do what they do. So it's a fundraiser for a lot of different groups in Falls Village. But, you know, even if you don't connect with cars or they may not be your first interest, all your neighbors are here today. So it's a community day. And these cars are just spectacular. But, most folks just, you know, grab an ice cream cone and walk around and just visit with folks. And it's just a real nice day.
And it goes on from 10 to 3 today at Falls Village. Colin, thanks again for speaking to us.
You're welcome.